I hope everyone has had a great day, and hopefully you're starting off the morning with a nice cup of coffee, and as you sip that, look through your morning inbox, think about sports cards. You can listen to me for 10 or so minutes. Today's topic, I want to share my recent experience with burnout in the hobby. I was just burned out from posting to Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all of that, as well as this podcast, and what I did to step away for 5 days. And how to still use that time to level up and get better, in my opinion, and just use that time to still get better at sports cards and learn more about it while just not doing the TikToks, the Instagram, and all that stuff. So I'm going to share a little bit about that. Might have another episode before the National. I really want to talk about some of the vendors there and some of the deals I'm going to hit up. Hopefully you can take those into advantage yourself when you get there. But anyways, burnout in the hobby. So I was posting a ton of stuff to eBay, a ton of TikToks. I was really mailing in TikTok just one a day, which is not a good strategy if you're posting on that platform. It's all about quantity and just having kind of good enough posts. Every now and then you do something funny unintentionally and it goes viral. But the moral of the story here is if you're putting in a lot of effort and you're not seeing the results, good. It's really a good thing. It's a good thing for you. Better things are going to come down the road as long as you stick to it. But if you're sitting down and looking at your cards and sorting them and just dreadfully posting to eBay, in my opinion, you're not going to get anything done. You're going to hurt yourself long term. Everything that you truly love, the other hobbies you may have, for me, is video games. There's times where I don't even want to log in. And sometimes you just got to take a break. And this is going to help you so much if you've ever been in these shoes. So I love sports cards. I love flipping so many different objects, books on Amazon, yada, yada, yada. I've tried to flip it, some good, some bad. And one of the things I love so much about this is it relates into sports. Anywho, I'm starting to wander and dawdle. But just use your time to look at other supply and demand-driven hobbies, and if you can translate any of that behavior into sports cards. So on my vacation, I dabbled into NFT land. And oh my God, is our NFTs electric. Brief 1 minute encapsulation of what the NFT process looks like. It's not just pictures and digital assets like you may think if you know nothing about them. If you are at a project launch, you can pretty much open a pack. You can mint one is what it's called. And then that gets to you. Say there's 5,000 of them, you're gonna get a random one. You get the best one ever, or you can get the worst one. And then you can either sell it right away. My best flip has been from 0.08 Ethereum to 0.2, which was a couple hundred dollars, but most of them don't happen like that. And then on the secondary market, you can then buy them up and then try to flip them as well. And some projects, every project is different. One of my favorites right now is called Woman of Wonder or something like that. But anywho, there's some projects that will actually give back some of the resale value to people that buy the products. So say I bought this Wonder Woman, whatever that's called, they're gonna give back all of they're gonna give back 50% of their profits to people in select groups on the club. And that just drives the value up. And this is some of the hype stuff. So this kind of dives into like numbered cards, parallel cards, and all that kind of stuff. So I've been watching that market and what people are buying and selling based on what is getting more money on the back end. So right now the product just launched tonight. I minted one, I flipped it right away. I bought two more that I think might have those traits that are going to get into the clubs of getting the profits back from resale on the secondary market. This is just one instance. There's so many other projects out there that give value in different ways, but it's just a way to track supply and demand and what people are buying, what's trending, and they have properties just like cards do. It's literally the same exact thing, just in a digital form. And since none of these projects have the national hype that sports do, some flop right away. Some you'll donate 0.03 or 0.05 Ethereum to people's wallets, and then they just win, just like a pack of cards. It's honestly the same. It's if you're trying to flip and invest, it's really the same exact thing. You just have to buy Ethereum, open up MetaMask, and all that nonsense. But you can take that. You can take what I did and do it to so many different things. You can go look at like selling books on eBay or Amazon and seeing how many it bought that month. And if you could even translate that into special editions or first editions. You can do it with comics. Comics are hot right now. You can, I've done this before unsuccessfully, but you can go into Half Price Books. If you have a Half Price Books, I can't say enough good things about that retail store. I'm a huge nerd. I love their board games and collectibles and anywho. But they have so many old DC Marvel comics, for example. They have dollar bins at mine, and there's money to be made in there if you know what you're doing. That's a great place to still get better at sports cards while learning supply and demand. You can go just scan the UPCs with your eBay app. Oh, this is for $5. I'm going to grab it for $1. And after eBay fees, you're still making money. So that's another thing I would suggest. You could also just look at stuff around your house. You could list that on eBay. Maybe that's going to sell. But if there's any other supply and demand driven things that you can adapt into sports cards, it's going to help you when you get back into it. Another thing that has helped me when I start to get annoyed with sports cards or lack of progress or not feeling like the results I'm putting in are meeting the effort is just trying to go to a card show, go to a card shop. Just put yourself right into the bubble. Just go negotiate with your local card store. Maybe they don't want it. I go to like two or three. There's one of them that is not one of my favorites. I'm not going to name names in the Minnesota area, but they don't want to negotiate. All prices are fine. All their eBay prices are absurd. It's like one guy running a big shop. I kind of feel bad for him because he can't keep up and he'll really misprice products. I hate doing this, but I'll admit it. I don't like buying any sort of sealed wax really ever. But at one point he had UFC blasters for $50. They're selling for $75.80 on eBay. And I bought them. I bought three of them for $50 and then flipped them within 4 hours of being home. But just go put yourself out there. Go to garage sales. Go to thrift stores. Go look at stuff. There's other things out there that'll get you excited. One of my favorite things about sports cards, and this is a weird thing. I love shopping and looking at things just in general and sifting through things. If maybe that could add value to my life, or maybe it could give me a couple of dollars on eBay, because I love sports cards and I love the thrill of the flip. Basically just to try to see how far I can go with the $100 or $200 that I started with. And it's a lot of fun. Now, other than learning supply and demand based things, leveling up with other sports you may not be comfortable with is another great tip. I know nothing about basketball. When Chris Paul was given that speech, like so happy he won, whatever it was, it was only a picture of his head. I was watching with a friend. I'm like, wait, so Chris Paul like lost again? Because I thought it was on the Clippers. And I think that the Suns are winning the Clippers at one point. And that's just, I know nothing about the NBA. So if you're in my situation, you're frustrated with maybe your lack of results in the hobby, or you've overextended yourself financially and kind of you're stressed out, just try to go learn more, make more calculated purchases. I'm a budget guy. I don't make a lot of purchases over $100. I've literally only made one over 150. And I just stick to those 20, 30 cards, try to buy maybe one or two and then sell them as a lot or whatever. And just try to grab things up. Look at eBay. Look at things you want to maybe buy in the next month. Look at cards. Look at the next sport coming up. Football, the window to buy football cards on the cheap, I think, is gone. But you can start focusing on NBA, on hockey. Hockey, I think there's a lot of opportunity in, mainly just because I think the young guns are one of the coolest things in sports cards. A lot of the inserts or numbered cards don't really go for much, and there's lower print runs. So hockey, level up on hockey. Go learn more about the MLB and those prospects coming up. Wander Franco is something I think people could have had years to get in front of because these prospects aren't really talked about other than the hardcore hobby enthusiasts that love baseball. People love baseball. I play baseball in college. I play baseball growing up. But baseball fans are nuts. It's people that do fantasy baseball, and there's a great, I think it's one of the best ways to sell to actual collectors that will pay for your product, regardless if it's a 9 or a 10 or whatever. There's people that will just buy it to want it. I think that's a great market trying to level up more in. But I hope if you've ever felt burned out, I provided you an ounce of value. Later this week, I really want to do an episode of all the promotions I'm trying to pick up at the National, mainly like the Comp C one, I think is awesome to submit cards there if you're going. and some other ones. There's so many, it'd be tough to cover all of them in one show or one episode in 10 minutes. But anywho, I really hope you enjoyed this episode and took away a couple of tips about the hobby. And if you've ever felt any sort of burnout, I am going to try to be more consistent on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. I'm still trying to figure out this Instagram thing. I've never really been a part of Instagram in my personal life and trying to learn on anywho. If you haven't followed me, socials should be linked up in the podcast description. Come say hi on Instagram. Let me know if you enjoyed it or any critiques to make this better. I need to have some guests on here. I really like this doing the solo to try to improve that skill. I think solo shows are really tough to do and definitely a skill I want to try to get better at. So thank you so much if you're still here. Have a great Wednesday, and we'll talk soon.